Compassionate Mind Training Exercise 12, Loving Kindness for a Friend. Give yourself a moment to settle into the space you're in. Try to find a posture that is upright but not rigid, so that your body is at once alert and also able to let go of any unnecessary tension. You can keep your eyes open or close them. Either is fine. What's most important is that you can remain fully awake and alert to be able to practice. Spend a few moments engaging in your body's own soothing rhythm of breath. Allow your arms and legs to be held down by gravity. Let your hands rest on your lap or the arms of the chair. And let your feet be supported by the floor. And very gently now, becoming aware of the sensation of breath in your body. Connecting to the wave-like flow of breath in your belly, chest, tips of your nostrils, or the body as a whole, wherever it is easiest for you to feel it. Just allowing the breath to move with its own rhythm as you follow it. And being aware now of the space around you, the physical space in front of you and behind you, to your right and left, above you and below you. Having a sense that your attention is filling this space all around you. And perhaps noticing the sounds around you in that space. In this practice, we'll be cultivating loving kindness. Or you might call it just kindness. This is a kind of friendship practice, an intention to have an open heart that is supportive and gentle. It is a wish to anyone, either people or animals or ourselves, to be cared for, loved, and safe. So I invite you to bring to mind a time in your life when you experienced a sense of kindness or warmth or connection with another person or being. It could be that you felt kindness towards another person, or that you felt that person's warmth and love directed towards you. Either is fine. You may recall the unconditional love that you have felt in the eyes of a beloved pet. Or you may recall someone with whom you've had a nice warm cup of tea or coffee and the way you felt in that moment. You may recall a moment of fondness towards a young child. Or a teacher or neighbor who smiled warmly whenever they saw you. You might remember a time that you've been generous to another person, or when someone was kind to you. It's okay if you don't actually feel warmth as you recall this person or animal. It just matters that you choose someone or some situation that warmed your heart in the past, even just for a moment. And then allow yourself to imagine that experience or the feeling sense of being in that moment. Can you picture this person's or animal's eyes during a moment when they warmed your heart? What does their face look like? What do they sound like in that moment? And as you remember this experience, Notice how you feel in your body. See if you can notice what is happening in your body with an attitude of curiosity as you engage in this practice of loving kindness. And next, bring to mind the image of someone you care about, someone you have warm feelings towards or feel a sense of positive connection to. Ideally, you'll pick someone where the relationship feels relatively simple or uncomplicated and where warm feelings come easily, even if they're not strong at the moment. The basic idea is to find someone you already have existing warm feelings towards. As best as you can, try to get an image or a sense of that person in your mind's eye. You might imagine you are with that person, like a kind of guardian angel as they go about their daily activities, or you might imagine that they are here with you. And now we will begin to wish this being or this person, we will begin to wish them well by extending words of kindness to them. I'm going to say some phrases as options, but you're invited to use them or to choose whatever words work well for you to express your wishes of love or kindness towards this being. And so now, using these phrases or ones of your own choosing, silently repeat to yourself in your mind these words. May you be well. May you be kind to yourself. May you be joyful. May you be safe and at ease. And again, while you say these phrases, allow yourself to connect with the intention that they express. So hold this person that you've chosen in your mind and say again, may you be well. May you be kind to yourself. May you be joyful. May you be safe and at ease. And again, holding them in mind and anyone else that you wish to send these messages to. May you be well. May you be kind to yourself. May you be joyful. May you be safe and at ease. And now you can gradually let any imagery fade away. And being attentive to what is present for you right now as you sit here in this space where you are. Appreciating the sounds around you, the quality of the light, the air touching your skin. Appreciating that you've been doing something skillful in the last minutes. That you've been consciously cultivating an attitude of kindness and friendliness towards others. And noticing once more the feeling of your body in your chair or resting here with any feelings of warmth or kindness that may have emerged. And if your eyes were closed when you're ready, you can open them and return your attention back to the space that you're in. And may you carry these feelings of loving kindness towards others and yourself with you throughout your day.